All right, we're back. This is probably going to be a shorty. Hello,
this
everybody.
This is going to be a shorty because we didn't fucked around.
We fucked around too long. We got too close to the deadline. But we have a special guest again.
Bitch can't guess who.
Me.
Captain Asshole's back. Nobody took him up on his challenge, so Bet's going to do it.
I'm going to do it because, you know, my text twist went south, so I have no challenge to myself, so I'm taking his challenge.
Exactly.
And he did lower it to
a quarter a second.
Yeah. So it's going to be one pitch or what?
I think one pitch. That way everybody
one note
knows.
And let it roll.
It's only one breath.
All right, here we go. Let's get this over with, okay?
Yeah. All right.
And I gotta figure out how to put the microphone down here.
And it has to be a high C.
Ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Here we go.
He's right, this is boring. He couldn't do this one. That's pretty good.
Oh shit.
He's going. He's like Kenny G.
Hey!
Oh. Wait, no, you stopped!
You planned that with Stenny, right?
I
planned what?
Stenny was going to mention Kenny G and just...
No, I didn't plan that.
Oh, I didn't know you were listening.
You weren't even supposed to hear it.
Well, that's all right. That's about as far as I could go. Anyway. What?
How many seconds is that?
That was 29 seconds.
Oh, that's not going to break me up in the least.
About 40, but that's fine.
29 seconds. Times. Good job.
Times
good
0.25.
Good job, Reverend Graham. 29 times 0.25. That didn't work.
It's $1,000.
0.25 equals. It's just $7.25.
Oh, I'll round it out to 10.
That's easy. All right.
Because he would have gone 40 anyway had you not ruined it for everyone.
Ruined it for everyone by mentioning Kenny G.
Yeah.
Anytime you mention Kenny G, it ruins it for everyone.
Sorry about that. I should have known better.
Oh,
Mr.
Merry
M, I wasn't
Christmas
aware.
Season.
I guess I don't know what I was thinking, but I wasn't aware that you could hear me while you were playing for some reason.
It's a good thing you didn't say all those other things.
Yeah, I wouldn't have kept talking. About. I would have just been quiet and let you play. I'm sorry. I was trying to make snarky remarks behind your back.
Probably have a video hookup and are making gestures.
No, don't worry. We're not going to frighten anybody with video hookups.
Well, I mean between you and Elizabeth.
Oh. Yeah, I see.
Point something out that I seem to be the only person in the civilized world who calls Beth Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, even her mother doesn't call her Elizabeth.
No, isn't that strange?
Well,
that's apropos of nothing, but...
As is the entire show,
pretty much.
And I seem to be the only person in the civilized world who calls him Snotface, so...
there you go.
Okay.
All right, so Captain Asshole gets to retire to bed now. Lucky Captain Asshole.
Yeah.
He goes to bed.
Yep. Any final words before you sign off for the evening, sir?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, we're doing these pledge things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will. Pledge $5 for what you and Elizabeth agree on as far as an entry from someone else listening to the podcast about who I sound like the most. What
famous person?
Or whatever famous person, yes.
All right, interesting.
And I add $1 if it's one of the two people that I can think of.
Okay.
Did that make any sense at all?
Not much, but then I've been up for a very long
time. He thinks he sounds like some famous people.
Yeah, but I don't understand how we're supposed to decide on it. That you and I are going to decide, or that the whole world is going to decide?
Well, I mean, take other people's input if you want, but if you come up with somebody, I'd be interested to know who that would be, and I'd be...
I know of two right offhand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one right now.
I've got two. Should we say him now?
I'll just say the one I'm thinking of, Sterling Holloway.
Oh, you got it.
Yay.
Andy Devine.
Oh, Andy Devine.
Oh, come on now.
Not so much. You'd have to say, hiya, Buck. Then you'd sound a little bit like Andy Devine.
Slim Pickens.
No, Sterling Holloway.
Andy Devine.
Yes, on that, I'm working for Mel Brooks.
Hey, Captain Asshole, will you do me a favor? Will you say, oh, bother?
Oh, bother.
Yeah, come on. He's Winnie the Pooh. That is Sterling Holloway.
So there's another one we've missed.
What's that?
That would have been Winnie the Pooh, who is actually Sterling Holloway.
Yeah,
there's another one we've missed.
Who's that?
Well, you said there were two. Who's the other?
I'm thinking of two characters. Oh. Anyone who would not know that the voice of Winnie the Pooh was Sterling Holloway would have
just say Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay. So that was
really one person, but you could options for the same thing.
Okay, this is getting way too complicated for me.
It really is.
All we know is that you have to add, what was he adding? 10,
5?
5, 5, 5, 5.
Okay. All right, let's wrap this one up, gang. Yeah. We've got to get this one in the can and up and on the website.
Yeah, speaking of the can, we'll see you guys later.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.